Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
Today we're digging into a really interesting piece. It's a column by Dale Byrne, the mayor of Carmel by the Sea.
That's right. It's titled Carmel, Residence or Tourism? And maybe even more pointedly, subtitled, Whose Town Is It? Anyway.
Yeah, that subtitle really sets the tone, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. So our mission today is basically to unpack this central tension the mayor is highlighting. You know, this tricky balance between looking after the full-time residents and the town's heavy reliance on tourism money.
Right. And we'll explore, based on what he wrote, how this kind of plays out, what the effects are in residents, how he thinks it developed, and importantly, what the current council is doing about it. And the challenge is still ahead, of course.
Exactly. He starts off pretty strong, actually.
He does. He says, you know, Carmel has always stated its main job is serving the residents. He even mentions it's literally written on the council chamber wall.
A physical reminder. But then he argues the reality, well, it feels different these days. What his column gets into is this growing dependency. He basically says the town needs that tourism revenue just to meet rising costs. Things like salaries, pensions, the operational basics.
And so to keep that money flowing, the focus has sort of shifted, he suggests. Doubled down on bringing in more visitors.
That seems to be his point. And he offers some pretty specific evidence for that shift.
Like the funding.
Yeah, like the funding. He points out that, you know, millions go towards these tourism improvement districts, mainly for marketing the town.
Okay.
But, and this is key, he says, there hasn't been a dedicated fund for just improving the town itself. You know, the basic infrastructure residents rely on every single day.
Sidewalks, streets, that kind of thing.
Exactly. He frames that difference as a pretty clear sign of how things have maybe become unbalanced. The investment tends to follow the visitors, maybe not always the community's foundational needs.
So from the mayor's viewpoint in this column, this shift isn't just theoretical. It's actually affecting residents' daily lives.
Right. This is where he gets really specific about the sort of consequences. He highlights what he sees as deferred maintenance, maybe even neglect, on stuff that's crucial for quality of life.
Like what specifically?
Well, he mentions sidewalks again, streets, the urban forest. The trees are a big deal there. Beach stairways, even public restrooms.
Yeah.
He argues that maintaining the unique village feel has kind of suffered too.
And it's the year-round residents who really see this deterioration up close, I suppose.
That's the implication. They live with it day in, day out.
So the picture he's painting is one where residents might be seeing things slide a bit in their immediate surroundings, while the city's focus seems aimed elsewhere at attracting more people.
But he's careful, isn't he? He doesn't position tourism itself as, like, the enemy.
No, that's a really important point he makes. He acknowledges tourism brings energy, supports businesses. It's vital.
Right. But the danger, as he puts it, comes when tourism starts to drive the city's priorities, when short-term revenue seems to outweigh the long-term care of the place itself.
And when that balance tips, he suggests Carmel could risk becoming, what, just a product instead of a living community.
That's the core of his warning, I think. Yeah, a product for consumption rather than a genuine home.
And he lists some warning signs, too. Increased traffic, a downtown feeling more commercial, basic upkeep being treated like huge projects.
Instead of routine work.
Yeah. And events maybe being prioritized for hotel bookings over, say, community benefit.
Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, how did it get to this point? What's his take on that?
Well, he attributes it to a series of decisions over time. Some deliberate, some maybe just trends that weren't actively managed.
Like costs just going up.
Yeah, like in many small cities, he suggests operating costs just grew faster than they could responsibly fund them. This apparently led to a cycle of constantly chasing new revenue each budget season, rather than maybe implementing stricter spending controls earlier on.
But his column isn't all doom and gloom, is it? He does talk about recent steps. No, definitely not. He makes a point of highlighting what the current council has been doing this year, specifically to start tackling these issues.
Okay, like what?
According to the column, they've put in new controls to slow down spending growth. And they've improved how the budget is built and reported, making it more transparent, presumably.
That sounds positive.
And, maybe most importantly, he notes they approved a budget that puts a significant chunk of money, $10 million, he says, directly towards those capital improvements he mentioned were neglected.
So addressing the sidewalks, streets, etc. directly.
Exactly. And he also gives a nod to the city staff, saying they've been really willing to work with the council on these new approaches. He uses the word inspired, actually, about making improvements.
So there's recognition and concrete action this year based on his account. A shift in direction, perhaps?
A clear shift, yeah. But he's also very clear that this is just the start.
Right, not a complete fix overnight.
Not at all. He calls it a meaningful start, but far from a complete fix.
Yeah.
The challenge going forward, as he lays it out, needs sustained effort. Controlling costs, being brave enough to really shift priorities away from that dependency long term.
And consistently putting residents first.
That's the crux of it. Deliberately refocusing the city on its main job, serving the people who actually live there.
Because, as he kind of suggests, without that focus on the residents and the town's actual physical foundation, you risk losing the very thing that makes Carmel special.
That magical quality he mentions, yeah. The authenticity, the beauty, the character. It really is a delicate balance he's describing.
It sounds incredibly delicate.
And he wraps up by stressing that tourism should ideally serve to fund that vision for the town and its residents.
But not define it.
Exactly. It shouldn't be the defining force. The real challenge, he says, is managing the budget, sure, but also stewarding the core values the town was built on.
So pulling it all together from the mayor's column, the main takeaway is this critical tension he's identified, this growing reliance on tourism money, potentially overshadowing the city's duty to residents, which impacts infrastructure and that village character.
Even though, as he points out, this current council has taken some really positive steps recently, budget controls, that big injection of cash for improvements.
Right. Understanding that dynamic, straight from the mayor's perspective in this column, seems crucial to getting a handle on the specific challenges he sees Carmel facing right now.
Absolutely. It gives you a very specific lens through which to view the situation.
It really does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially about the pressure cities face everywhere to fund everything. How does this challenge the mayor describes, you know, making sure a city is primarily for the people who live there, even when it depends heavily on outside money like tourism, how does that resonate with what you feel makes a place a real home or a village?
That's a great question. What does it actually take for a local government to consistently prioritize investing in this sort of foundation and the soul of a place, especially when costs just keep going up?
Yeah, something to definitely mull over after this deep dive.